Strange Music.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a very special Strange Music Podcast episode. This is the Gift of Rap 2012 Podcast Part 1, where we'll be bringing you all of the latest news on Tech N9ne's Gift of Rap 2012 concert. Tech N9ne and Strange Music, in conjunction with the Independence Event Center, are proud to announce the first annual Tech N9ne The Gift of Rap 2012 concert benefiting the Love Fund for Children and Harvesters, the Community Food Network. It all goes down December 7th at the Independence Event Center in Independence, Missouri, and we encourage everyone to come out and bring donations to those who need help this holiday season. This is how Strange Music gives back. Please visit StrangeVIP.com for tickets and VIP experience passes. Don't forget that 10 lucky VIP attendees will be chosen to have an exclusive VIP barbecue suite party with Tech N9ne, catered by Kansas City's own Gates Barbecue. That's KC at its finest. Again, visit StrangeVIP.com or TheRealTech9.com for more information. Strange Music would also like to recognize additional support from generous sponsors including CBS, Outdoors, Simon Malls, DSS Inc., Gates Barbecue, Colormark Printing, Monster Energy, The Rap Factory, Mix 93, and KC Trends. And actually, KC Trends will be holding a great raffle for a lot of fans with awesome prizes. All in the name of giving back this holiday season, raffles, great music, all for a good cause. What could be better? Today we are joined by Sarah Biles of Harvesters, the Community Food Network, to talk about what fans attending the show and even those who can't attend can do to help the great cause and helping end hunger this holiday season. Later, White Jesus himself, Ritz, will be live with us to talk about his first official Strange Music performance and why nobody should miss this event, the Gift of Rap 2012. Please call us at 347-994-3066, and remember to press 1 to speak with Ritz. He always gets a lot of love on this show, so we'll try to get to everyone. And actually, I believe we already have Sarah from Harvesters on the line, so I'm going to hand you guys off to my coworker Brent from the social media department here as he takes over. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. So we'll jump right into it here. I want, for our listeners that aren't familiar with your organization, I'd like to ask, what exactly does Harvesters do?
Well, Harvesters is the regional Feeding America food bank for 26 counties here in northwest Missouri and northeast Kansas. And what we do is we acquire and store and then distribute food as well as household products through a network of more than 620 nonprofit agencies. So these agencies include food pantries, kitchens, shelters, and others. And those agencies, of course, are then the ones that actually distribute the food directly to those who are in need.
Okay. And I actually read on your website, you guys are the only food bank in the area. Is that true?
Yes, that is correct. We are the only one in this 26-county area. We're one of 200 Feeding America food banks across the country.
Okay. That kind of leads into my next question. I wanted to know, what kind of impact have you seen in the Kansas City area since you started your work?
Well, Harvesters has been around for 33 years, and so we're started in 1979. And we were started by a group of concerned citizens and faith-based organizations, social service agencies, and the food industry who were concerned that while much food was going to waste, many in the community did not have enough to eat. And when we started, you know, it's always the hope that you eventually put yourself out of business. Unfortunately, though, we are not at that state. And, in fact, in the last couple of years with the economic situation the way it's been, we've had greater need than we've ever had in the past.
I see. I wanted to ask you, what does it mean to your organization to have someone like Tech N9ne, someone of that stature, reach out and give back in this sort of capacity?
It means a great deal to us. Of course, all community support is important to us, but when somebody like Tech N9ne, who has that celebrity stature and is able to, you know, get the attention of a lot of people at one time, that obviously creates a big impact for us. And this concert coming up here in December is going to be a great event, and we're very pleased that we were chosen to be one of the beneficiaries of this.
That's awesome. I also wanted to ask, for people who don't have the kind of pull that Tech N9ne does, the average person, what can they do to help the cause?
Well, every single person can make a difference in the fight against hunger, and it's very easy, actually. We have three things that we tell people they can do. They can give their time, which would require them to come out to our facility and help sort and repackage food. They can give food. They can, you know, bring a canned good into Harvesters, or they can even do that at a grocery store. We have barrels in almost all area grocery stores where you can pick up an extra item when you're at the grocery store and just throw it in the barrel. And so that's an easy thing that they can do, or they can hold their own food drive and then bring the food to us. The other thing they can do, of course, is give money, and they can do that in a variety of different ways. We currently have a campaign running called Check Out Hunger, which is, again, a simple way to give in the grocery store where we have coupons lined up at the checkout stand, and you could add like a $5 coupon to your grocery bill, and that would provide 25 meals to someone in need. So you can give through that mechanism, or you can give money online, or you could write us a check, however anyone wanted to do it. But we are able to provide 5 meals for every dollar given.
That's wonderful. So is that through all the major grocery stores?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Your program, is that running through all the major grocery stores right now?
Yes, it's running in all the major grocery stores throughout the metropolitan area.
Okay. I also wanted to ask, what's the biggest single donation you guys have ever received?
Wow. I don't know if I know that what, you know, what the top donation is that we've received. I know we have a lot of generous donors, both in the corporate world, the foundation world, and individuals as well, and over the years have been very generous to us, but I don't have that off the top of my head of what's the biggest donation we've ever received.
Fair enough. Okay, do you have any messages or any extra information for our listeners? Any other ways that they can help out and get involved on a day-to-day basis?
Sure. You know, I think the important thing to remember about hunger is that while a lot of us think about it at this time of year during the holidays, hunger is a year-round situation, and it impacts more people than you might think. We serve, through our network of agencies, about 66,000 people a week, and so that equates to about 1 in 8 people in our community are receiving assistance, and that can be anybody. Hunger is a thing that, of course, people aren't very proud to let other people know that they're in need, and so it's kind of a hidden situation. And so, you know, it could be your neighbor, it could be someone at your church, it could be anyone that you might know that might be struggling, and they're not making that an obvious sign to you. And so what we work to do is to raise awareness about the issue of hunger, that 1 in 5 children in our community may be going to bed hungry tonight and not having enough to eat. And so even if somebody can only give 1 hour or $1, it can make a big difference.
Absolutely. That's really nice, and I think that this is something that is really basic, something that we need to take care of as a society, and I think that you guys are doing great work, so I wanted to thank you all for that.
Well, thank you, and Tech9, and for all those involved with this concert, because, of course, you know, with people coming to the concert, bringing donations, and they're able to get, you know, a merchandise coupon for that, but the food will definitely be needed throughout the year here at Harvesters.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. I'd like to thank our guest, Sarah Biles, for joining us today from the Harvesters Community Food Network to talk about, you know, all the different things that you guys can do to help. We really appreciate your time. Please visit harvesters.org for more information on how to help, actually. And now, as we switch gears just a little bit, break out the crown, because Ritz is on the line, and you can call us at 347-994-3066 and make sure to press 1 to speak with Ritz. Let's go. Yeah, here's Ritz. Yo, Ritz.
Yo, what's up, Bob?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Good, man. Did you say break out the crown?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. How you doing, bro?
Good, man. It's great to hear from you. And, you know, I'm sure you were listening to what we were talking about. We were talking about this Gift of Rap 2012 show, big show.
Yeah.
And, you know, now talking to you, it's got to be the first thing off the top. This is kind of a big deal for you because this will mark your first performance with Strange Music, and you get to do it in Tech's backyard. How are you feeling about that?
Oh, man, crazy excited, man. Crazy excited to be a part of this and just, you know, just with this being my first show with Strange as a Strange artist, man, I'm just trying to get it going, man. It's the first one of many, you know, so I'm really excited.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I think we all are. And you got to experience a little bit of this area, the Kansas City area, when you were here for the Crossroads show.
Right.
What kind of vibe do you get from the crowds here?
What kind of what? I'm sorry to cut out.
What kind of vibe do you get from the crowds here?
Oh man, you know, I like I said, I was there once, and you know, when I got signed and Tech announced it, and just from that alone, I got love, man. And I was actually at the meet and greet that night. I don't know if that was Tech's last show he did there, if he's done one since or whatever, but the vibe was great, man. Everybody was just showing me love off top, and a lot of people that was at the meet and greet, I think, you know, definitely a good amount of them didn't even know who I was, you know, was coming up, you know, dapping me up, finding out, asking questions, and the ones who did, you know, was just had open arms, man, and glad I was with the Strange team, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you've mentioned this before about how much the Strange music audience has embraced you, even before maybe knowing your music.
Yeah. I mean, the Strange audience was embracing me anyway before the deal. And then when that happened, it just automatically, I see it at shows all the time. And I'm still out here on the road. And I see last night even, you know, they had the Strange flag flying. And, like, you know, people come, you know, fans coming up with the Strange shirts on. And, you know, it's just love, man. I've been seeing it everywhere, man. So, you know, it's really appreciated when I see it.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, big show for you. What can we look forward to from you on this show? It's, you know, are we thinking new tracks? Maybe you're doing something we've never seen before?
I don't know. I'm probably going to roll with the same lineup, man. You know, do my normal thing, you know. I'm working on some new tracks right now. They're not ready to, you know, be performed yet, of course. But nah, I'm probably gonna come out there and just do what I do, man. And you know, hopefully I'll gain a lot more fans that haven't even seen me perform before, anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be new to a lot of people there. So, but nah, man, you just expect me to come out there and do my thing, man. Come out there and kill it.
Oh yeah, man. E-40 is going to be on this show, too, which a lot of fans are buzzing about. And I was curious, are you a big E-40 fan?
Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely an E-40 fan, man. One of my favorite albums, period, just the whole vibe and the way, just the sound of it. I got it. I just downloaded it, like, recently. I used to listen to it so much, was E-40 and the Clicks album, Game Related. And I love, there's some records on there that I love, man, like, some of them actually my favorite rap songs, you know. So yeah, I mean, that's crazy to be on the same bill, man. It's dope.
Yeah, no, and you've never performed with him, correct?
Nah, never. Nah, I never even met E-40.
Oh, okay.
I'm excited, man.
Yeah, definitely. We all are. I know it was important for you to be a part of this, not only because it's a big show, but it's for a good cause.
Right.
You know, benefit. The Love Fund for Children and Harvesters, what does it mean to you to be able to assist in that capacity?
I mean, man, if I can help, if I can be a part of anything that makes somebody else's life better or helps somebody else out, I'm all about it, man, you know. So any opportunity I have to jump on something like this, you know, I'm happy to be a part of it because, you know, like the lady that was just on was saying, you know, hunger is a big deal. That in its own, and like so many people, you know, need help, man. And shit, if I can help in any way, you know, that means a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you know, what do you think it means for hip hop as a whole when things like this come together?
Well, I think it's great, man. And I think it should happen more often, you know. Especially, you know what I'm saying, if like I said, if something could generate some money or some food or something for a good cause. If we have the power by being artists to do that, then I think we should use that power more often. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. One of the cool things about this event is that fans can win a VIP barbecue suite with Tech and Strange Music catered by Gates. And I wanted to ask, have you ever had Gates before?
No, I have not had Gates. I've been hearing about Gates. I haven't had it, so... Hey, I like to eat, bro. I'm ready to eat some Gates myself.
Right? Yeah,
I had some KC barbecue up there. I forgot the name of it now. But yeah, Gates, they kept saying Gates is a spot.
Yeah, you know, Tech loves it, and I'm sure everyone's going to be looking forward to that. You know, this is one of those questions where it's just kind of like an obvious question, but, you know, I feel like I need to hear it from you. Why should no one miss this event?
I mean, you shouldn't miss the event because it's, you know, first and foremost, because it's for a good cause, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know, you're going to also see some really good performers and some of your favorite artists. And, you know, it's a really important thing to be a part of, man. You know, it's going to help people out. And, you know, whenever you could do that, why miss it?
Definitely, man. You know, so good to see so many people coming together for a great cause. And on that note, we've been talking about the show. I think it's time to hear from the fans. So let's get to some callers, actually. And for everyone who's listening, you can actually call us at 347-994-3066 and press 1 to speak with Ritz. We have a lot of people to get to, so please be mindful of the time. Let's jump on here and let's hear from Billy in Indiana. Billy.
Hi, Ritz. I'm just a young white rapper coming up in Indiana. Is there any advice you would have on what to stick with to do?
No, man. I mean, just do you, bro. I mean, get your music out there. Gotta have your music correct first, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you have a solid project and a look, and, you know, put your face everywhere, man. Get everything organized. Get all your ducks in a row before you start, you know, going out and promoting the stuff. You know, you got to have a solid project, a look to go with it, and some branding to go with it, and then put money behind it, man, whatever you can afford, and push it, man, and stay focused.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to say, you know, you're one of my favorite artists. My brother, Sugar T, I've been following you ever since.
Okay, we're that's what's up, man. Well, thanks, bro. Good luck with the music, man. Just that's all I can say, man. Just get it together. It starts with the music, man. Make sure that's solid. And then, you know, just push it, man. Don't give up.
All right, thank you, man.
Yeah, bro. Have a good one.
All right, thanks, Billy, from Indiana, man. Great call. Let's keep moving with Jake from Michigan.
Yo.
Jake, what up, bro?
Not much, man. I'm following your music, man. You fucking... Oh, my bad. I don't mean to swear. I don't know if I get in trouble, but...
No, you good.
Nah, man. I'm a big hip-hop junkie, man. When I heard this, because I've been following you for about a year and a half. See your outcome, man, gives me goosebumps, man. Good, congratulations on all that, dog.
Man, thank you, dog. Thanks, man.
But my question is, are you gonna take me to the barbecue, dog?
You gonna what?
Are you gonna take me to the barbecue?
Take you to the barbecue?
We can really, yeah, we can break out the crown.
I don't know what the stipulations is with the barbecue. I think that's really up to Tech, man. You know, but you know, keep following me because I'm gonna, you know, follow the footsteps of what they're doing and you know, try to do the same thing when I get to that level. You know what I'm saying? Right now, you know, I think that's Tech's situation. But man, please keep up with me because you know, whatever I got going on, I'm gonna do something like that at some point. We could definitely do something like that.
Right. No, yeah, man, do your thing, man. I'll follow that forever.
Yeah, I appreciate the love, man.
Yeah. Take care.
Bye, homie.
All right, man, Jake from Michigan, thanks for that. And actually, you know, Ritz, you raised something that I need to bring up for everyone who's listening. The VIP barbecue suite party, you can only be entered into that by purchasing a VIP ticket to the show, and you do that at strangevip.com. 10 lucky people will be chosen to do that, and you'll get to have barbecue with Tech and Strange Music. And actually, something that, yeah, and something we didn't mention at the top of the show is that for everyone who brings donations to the show that day, you will get a $10 voucher for Strange Music merchandise on site. So, you know, what else could you ask for? We're going to keep it moving here with Kristen from Florida. Kristen.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up with you, bro?
Not much, man. But first off, man, I've been a fan for a long-ass time now, dude. Probably moving on 2.5 years since you put out the first White Jesus mixtape.
Wow, thank you, dog.
No problem. I got a question for you. I know I've been, first off, you killed it at the show in Melbourne, dude. Just murdered it.
Thanks, man.
I got a question for you about that, actually, though, man. So I know you got, I've been listening to the interviews, and I know you have your album has to be finished by January. Is that correct?
By the end of January, I'm signing it in.
Do you think the tour has interfered with the appropriate amount of time you need to make a project as dope as Revival?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that it's going to interfere with making something as dope. You know, as far as when you start writing, you know, you know, hopefully the songs got to come together how they come together, you know what I'm saying? But I will say that the tour definitely took time away. You know, it's definitely put some pressure on, you know, getting stuff done by the day. But I've been getting some stuff done on the bus now. I've been writing on the bus, and I'm really happy with the direction it's going in. My main thing is, as long as I can get a regular a vibe of how the album's going to sound, then I can piece everything else together. And I think I found that vibe, and I got the songs set the backbone of it. Now it's just time to place other songs in, man. And I think it's going to be open in revival, man, for sure. But, yeah, I mean, to answer your question, it's not easy, dog. It's not easy doing these shows and still having enough energy and staying up late at night and writing songs, and, you know, especially when the pressure's on. But I'm getting
it. All right, man. Well, I'll tell you what, dude. If anybody else is looking out there for it, man, it's me. I'm being in line first, man. I can't wait for your new album.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate the support, dog, and I ain't going to let you down, man. You're going to like it, bro. So definitely keep in touch with me.
All right, man, no problem.
All right, homie.
All right, man, Christopher Florida, thanks for that. Let's get to two more callers here before we jump back into the interview. Let's go with Henny White from the ATL.
Yo, Rick, what's good, homeboy?
What's up, Doc?
Hey, man, just wanted to call and give you a big salute, man. Say everybody back home, man, is proud of everything you're doing, man. The state of Georgia, definitely proud of what you're doing, man. Keep grinding, bro.
This Henny White?
Henny White.
What's up with you, man? How you doing, bro?
I'm good, bro. I'm good, man. Just scrolling through the timeline. Seeing you on the podcast, bro. Figured I'd shout out, man. Show you everybody's thinking about you back home, homeboy.
Well, look, man, I really appreciate you taking the time to even...
It's all good, man. You already know what it is, bro. Keep grinding, man. Keep doing your thing, bro.
Yeah, you coming to Wild Bills?
Yeah. I'm going to be out there the 17th.
Word.
If you're going to be back around, bro, I'm actually doing a show out there with Scrappy on December 1st.
Well, see, I'm going to be in town, so, you know, I mean, I got a lot on the plate, but either way, when you see me holler, man, but I appreciate, man, taking the time to call me, man. I'm out here representing for all of us.
Yeah, I know you are, bro. Keep doing the good work, bro. You're doing good work, man. You definitely showing what you can do, and you ain't holding back, man. So definitely keep breaking the barriers.
That's what's up, homie. I appreciate you.
All right, hold it down, Rick.
All right, man. Anyway,
hometown love. That's Gwinnett County, GC, Northside, A-Town. Hometown love.
Okay, yeah, no, and I know it's real important to you, man. You always get a lot of callers from that area. It's dope.
Yeah, man.
Let's hear from Gravy from Utah.
Oh, yo, it's Grady from Utah.
Oh,
Grady.
Our bad.
Yeah. What up, you're good? This is Grady for real. Just want to say, I have no question. I just want to say what up, Ritz. Saw you in San Fran.
You had the San Fran show?
Yeah. 666?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, word. I just want to say what up.
When you said the Grady, I thought it sounded familiar, man.
How you doing, bro? I'm doing good. Just wanted to say what up.
Man, I'm glad you called in, man. I'm still on this fucking road, man.
Yeah, no, I've been watching your shit, so hell yeah.
Thanks for calling,
just take it easy. Just, yeah, have a good one.
Yeah, man, you bro. All
right, cool, deuces.
All right, yep.
All right, Grady.
Well, Grady on that San Francisco weed. My bad. Go ahead.
I think most of our listeners are on something anyway, so.
Yeah.
For anyone who is just joining us, we are back live with Ritz, and we've been discussing the upcoming Gift of Wrath 2012 concert with Tech N9ne, Chris Calico, Cut Calhoun, E40, and of course, Ritz, on December 7th at the Independence Event Center in Independence, Missouri. Visit StrangeVIP.com for all of those details. You know, you just brought up, you're still on the road, wrapping up the Slamerican tour with Yellow Wolf.
Yeah.
How's that home stretch going?
Dog, it's going crazy. I mean, you can hear my voice. It's a little strained, man. Like, it's been a long one. You know, I saw you in, how long ago was that? When we was together in Chicago, what was that, 2 weeks?
A few weeks back. It's like October 24th.
Yeah, see, man, it's all running again, man. It's going good, man. The shows have been great. I've been, like, partying a little too hard. You know what I'm saying? But, so just ready to get back home, man, and you know, I'm running last stretch. It's done Saturday. my hometown crowd Saturday. So I really can't wait to touch down, man. And like kind of like the last caller said, really start focusing on this album. You know, the tour has been great, and it's been awesome to get out here for this long and stuff. But, you know, so I'm ready to get down. I'm ready to get in the studio, man, and make this music happen.
Yeah, man, and you mentioned the hometown love. What has that been like since you've gotten signed and everything?
I mean, it's been good, man. I think, you know, and I hope that people from my hometown feel the same way that when I'm out here, I'm representing for everybody, and I'm hoping that me getting on will make other people from my part of town get on as well. You know? So I don't have any one. How many rappers that have been rapping for years where I'm from that have had the same problem I have had in the past by not recognized and not getting respect? And I hope that I can be a part with some other rappers that are doing their thing right now to break it open, man, and give us a voice, man, and get us all out there so we can all have a chance. So hopefully they're supporting the movement.
Oh, I'm sure everyone is, man. You know, something that was really interesting, like you said, I caught the tour in Chicago at the House of Blues, and I remember walking through the crowd with you, and it was unbelievably difficult to get through. There were people literally grabbing at you.
Yeah.
Has it always been like that?
Not always. Definitely always. In the last year and a half, you know, when I like, you know, I get right off the stage and I go straight into the crowd. So, and I tell them on stage, I'm like, I'm going to come into the crowd, but I think they don't believe it. And then when they see me out there, I'm wide open, you know. So it gets a little hectic sometimes, man. Like, you know, a lot of people, you know, you got to take pictures with everybody and everybody's yelling. It's like, hey, one at a time, one at a time. You know, it'd probably be a lot better, you know, a little bit more organized, but also like going down there and just standing with them, man, and chilling and just letting them know that I'm right here. You know, I'm not on the stage anymore looking down. I'm right here with y'all and, you know, just showing my appreciation basically.
Yeah,
but,
no,
it is kind of crazy though. Some of them are worse than others. You know, some cities are worse than others, man, where it's just a little bit crazy.
Yeah, no, it's insane to see it in person. You know, are you ready for that level of fame where you have to be weary of where you go and what you can do?
I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, I'm such a, I don't even know the word for it, man. You know, I'll deal with that when it comes, you know what I'm saying? Like right now, I'm just soaking in this level of opportunity, you know what I'm saying, and a little bit of fame that I do have. Even the word fame is weird to use, like just the love that I'm getting right now for my music, you know, I'm embracing it and I'm soaking it in. And, you know, who knows, maybe one day you can't go walk around like that. But I see people, you know, some people are like, don't ever change, always come out here like this. But, you know, artists do get to a point where they can't do that, you know what I'm saying, it's unsafe. But, I don't see, you know, hopefully I can do that for a little while and stay as close to the people that are listening to my music as long as I can, you know what I'm saying? But as far as being ready for it all, man, I'm ready for whatever to happen. I guess the more famous you get, the more successful you're being, and success is the goal, man.
Oh, yeah, man, there's no denying that. And, you know, I wanted to, touching on that, actually, what you just said, you'll have to excuse me for one second.
I'll go ahead, Vic. You go, bro.
You talk about that level of fame. One of the things that a lot of people mention about you is just how humble you are. And I wanted to ask you, you know, that rough road that you had, is that what is attributed to that?
I mean, yeah, I think so. I think just naturally, you know what I'm saying, I try to be a nice person, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day. You know, I think there's people that I don't want to sound holier than thou or anything like that, man. But I just try to, I'm a good dude, you know what I'm saying? The people that are good to me, so I, you know, and with music, it's like, especially, you can't ever forget how lucky you are to be. Like, I'm in Virginia right now, you know what I'm saying? And I saw you in Chicago. Like, people here know my music, man. And you can't ever forget that you were just, you know, the dude who just called from my hometown. You can't ever forget you were just there, and nobody cares there. or just stuck in the basement there. It's just, you know, I think always keeping that in my head, Keith, will always keep me that way. But I think naturally, man, I'm a nice dude, man. I try to go out and say what's up to everybody. As long as people are cool with me, I keep it cool with everybody. You know what I'm saying? So maybe that goes in the, you know, the word humble. But really, I just try to be cool with everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You have some of the most unique fans ever, and I didn't know this so much until I went to that show, and
yeah.
I'm from all walks of life. I got to see this firsthand, man. And you know, you've got all types of girls wanting to meet you, and
right.
Then you had, and I think you know who I'm about to talk to. Then you had Miami Bobby.
Dude, Miami Bobby might be listening. If he is, what up? Miami Bobby is a maniac, man. It's my boy. Yeah, Vic, you got to experience Miami Bobby firsthand.
Yeah, he's got to be like the most surprising Ritz fan I've ever met.
No, he's the man. I know. I was the same when I first met him, man. For everybody who's listening, man, Miami Bobby's a dude, man. He's like a model. And, like, loves the fact that he's a model, man. Like, brags about it. And he's like, yeah, man, you know, I get girls and stuff. But, like, he's deeper than that. Like, the first time I met him, we had some drinks. Had a deep conversation with him. And he was talking about my music and wishing got him through some things. You know, but I've never seen somebody look so cocky and confident and walk around like that and then just be so cool, too, at the same time. But, yeah, Miami Bobby's a trip, man. It's the homie.
Yeah, definitely, man. Big shout out to him. Such a huge fan of yours, and that was so cool to see someone, you know, like that. So,
yeah, I like, you know, sometimes you go to these cities, man, and you click with certain people. And some people, you know, like you shake hands with, be cool with. But then certain cities, man, I make friends with people, man, that I, you know, I end up, you know, trying to get backstage and they can come kick with me. He's definitely one of them. And there's a few in different states of homies that have just, I've developed friends with. You know what I'm saying? That people, you know, draw the line for fan and friend, and there's a couple people that I consider friends, and I'm meeting friends and stuff, so it's cool, man. It's another good part about being out here on the road, man, having people in different states and shit.
Yeah, man, good stuff. You know, I'm sitting here, and I'm scrolling through your Facebook, and I'm reminded of this thing I saw earlier this week, I want to say. There's a picture of you and Ari the Rugged Man.
Yeah.
When was this taken?
That was taken when we was in last week. RA came out, you know, Richie came out from Strange and came out and took me around in New York. We had some press to doing stuff like that, and he had invited RA out, and he came out to Little Frankie's with a homie Jay Dirt's at in Newport, the Host American crew that where they hang out and stuff. So he came out, met him that night, and he actually came to the show the next night that we had at the Brooklyn Bowl. So my manager is Cinder, is a fan, so I always like fucking with Cinder anytime he's a fan of somebody and I meet him. I just be like, oh, my manager's such a fan, just to be embarrassed if he ever meets him and shit.
Did you guys get to talk about music at all, you and R.A.?
A little bit. We had a little after party that night. R.A. came out and, you know, we exchanged numbers and stuff like that and just talked about doing something possibly in the future. So, yeah, we definitely talked about that.
Definitely. Oh, dope.
He's a real cool dude, too.
That's great news, man. That's actually, I was about to ask, you know, did the collab talk, you know, spark up?
Yeah, definitely. I know Cinder's listening to this right now, just praying it happens because he loves him. That's an inside joke, man. I'm just jabbing at my manager of interview. It's ridiculous.
No, shout out to Cinder, man. He's awesome. He gets a lot of shit done.
Yeah, he's the man.
You know, we're talking about Ari the Rugged Man. We're talking about, you know, Strange Music. I was just talking about your Facebook. Now I'm on your Twitter feed, and this is really cool to me. Violet Brown tweeted your video, All We Know, and then she says, this is why we signed and love Ritz, peep his new video. What does that mean to have someone like her co-sign you like that? I mean, she's been known as an industry legend.
That's amazing. You know, when All We Know came out, you know, I was hoping, you know, I could shout Signal Point first for doing a great job on the video, Payne and Ryan and the whole crew. You know, do it. I was so excited for that video to drop. and the fact that she, you know, she liked it like that and was impressed by it, man, means a lot, man. It's crazy, you know. I love that video, man. I think it's visually was what it was supposed to be, man. It does justice to the lyrics, and like I said, to have her tweet, it's like, it's like, whoa, that's a big deal. Thanks, you know what I'm saying?
Right. It's a really intense video. We were watching it, and we all sort of, you know, took that step back. What kind of response have you gotten from your fans?
You know, my fans have been loving it, man. I think people have people like that element of me the most. I think that I just the real songs, the shit that gives you goosebumps, the true stories, story record, the shit that hits home. You know what I'm saying? And that's really what I like to rap about and write songs about. All We Know, Wishing, Nowhere to Run. Even the song So Strange, like just real things, Sleep at Night, you know. So All We Know, the fact that the visual match what I'm saying so well, you know, I've been getting nothing but great responses from it, man, honestly. It's been good. So I'm really happy we did it. I was pushing for that. One of the songs, you know, we shot, you know, it's just one of my favorites on the revival. So I'm happy with it, bro. It's been great.
Yeah, man, great song. And one thing I do really like about you as an artist is you've had a lot of videos, and they're always great to watch. What kind of effect has that had on your career?
Oh, good, man. You know, there's never enough, man. It's like, you know, if I could, I'd shoot a video for every song, you know. I think the visual thing is very important, man, you know, but it does cost money, you know. But if you're an artist that has as a homie that's good with the video thing, man, get it, man. I think the more visuals you put out there, the more people can relate. I think a lot of people want to see the artist. They want to see, like, the story and All We Know play out in the visual. And I think it's helped me a lot, man.
Yeah, I'd say you've definitely tapped into the power of YouTube and blogs.
Yeah. People look at me and I think if they just see a picture of me, they might not understand what I look like rapping. So I think Anytime you see that person really spitting, is a good, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. I want to circle back a little bit to your New York trip because I know you hit up XXL. What happened there? What's going on with XXL?
Man, I just went in there, chopped it, man. Did an interview. You know, hopefully, you know, some good things come from that. I mean, XXL show love every time we drop something, and so. Just expanding the relationship, man. You know, we'll see what happens, man. Hopefully more good things are to come for XXL, man. But it was a good time, and everybody there was cool, like super cool. So it was dope.
Yeah, no, XXL always shows love to Strange Music. And actually, I think I've seen you tweet about the freshman campaign. Is that something you'd ever want to be a part of? Is that something you're actively seeking?
I mean, you know, I'd definitely love to be a part of that, if you know, but it's definitely not up to the artist. You know, it's up to, you know, XXL and the staff, and, you know, that's, I think it's something every year that causes a stir, and sometimes it's a negative one, but if you look at most of the artists that's been on the freshman cover, you know, they've been successful, and their career has to move forward, and it helps them out, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I would love, you know, I would love for that to be a possibility. But I think, you know, it's funny because I was sitting in there and I was like, well, let me tweet something. And before I left, and I didn't want to be like all out in the main offices taking pictures and shit. So like right in the room where I was doing the interview at, the only picture was a picture of the last year's freshman cover. So and it's funny, I didn't even think about it at the time. I just took the picture and tweeted it. And everybody just automatically assumed, oh, shit, Rich is up here talking about the freshman cover, which was something that, you know, we discussed briefly. You know, shout out to Chief, who knows every goddamn everybody. But, you know, it's something that, you know, hopefully can happen, man. We'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah. You know, everyone's rooting for you. And on that, actually, I think we can get to a few more callers here. Actually, we do have time, so we have a lot of callers. Want to get to them all. If you're trying to reach us, call us at 347-994-3066 and press 1 to talk with Rich. We've been talking about the Gift of Rap 2012 show going down December 7th. We've been talking about just about everything, actually. So let's Let's head over and hear from Chaos in Michigan.
Yo, Rich, what's good, boss?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, bro?
All right, man. Just wanted to say I'm a long-time fan, man. I got a got a couple parts to my quick question, man.
Okay.
So, naturally, Strange Music fans get associated with Juggalos a lot. Do you yourself consider yourself as a Juggalo?
No, I'm not a Juggalo. But I have been getting a lot of Juggalo love, man. And I don't turn it away.
Juggalos, okay. So are you familiar with, like, a lot of psychopathic music and things like that?
Familiar with something. And Twisted, I just hopped on a record with Twisted. Did a record with them. But now I could be more familiar, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know some of it, but not a whole lot. But it's crazy, man. The Juggalos have been coming out for me like hell, so, man, shit. I fuck with anybody who fucks with me.
Okay, well, more specifically, how familiar are you with Boondocks?
I know Boondocks. Met him a couple times in Atlanta, or, you know, from, I think he's from Pioneers. We have spoke online a couple times on Twitter. But, yeah, I know Boondocks.
Okay, well, I don't know if you know, more recently he's went back to his roots, you know, hip-hop roots. You know, he's got the Turncoat Dirty project coming out and things like that. Would you consider doing a tour with Boondocks at any given time? Or, you know, as Turncoat Dirty, not as Boondocks, but, you know what I'm saying, more hip-hop tour?
I mean, Boondocks is the homie, man. I tried to get in touch with Boondocks. Are you Boondocks' manager or some shit?
My company, actually, we represent a lot of what he does, and we do a lot of the booking and stuff for him.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, that'd be a question, like, you know, we could work out on some business shit. Like, I mean, definitely, you know, it could be something we could be done, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've actually spoke with Boondocks before. We had a lot of miscommunication on Twitter one time, you know, just going back and forth and not following up. But, yeah, anything's possible. That'd be something, yeah, just holler at me online about it. Management team up and shit makes sense. We'll do it.
Okay, what's the best way to get in contact with you?
I mean, all my information is on my Twitter, and it's at TheRealRich.
All right, cool, man. I'll go ahead and tweet you here within the next hour, man.
Yeah, let me know, bro.
All right, boss, appreciate it.
Okay, doc, peace.
All right, man, Chaos from Michigan.
Business call right there on the interview.
Yeah, it was a straight up business call. And Arius, are you calling it?
What's up, bro?
I said it's just hilarious that you calling it. That's awesome.
It's all good. Shout out to Boondocks, man.
Yeah, Boondocks is cool. That's why we love having you on here, man. Let's go to Steve from Alabama.
Go ahead, brother.
Hey, what's up, man? How you?
I'm good, man. First off, I'd like to congratulate you. I think you made the best decision fucking with Tech. That is the greatest label for you, in my opinion, to do what Ritz needs to do. I know the industry, and the industry is evil. I think that your artistic expression will be free with that label, so I congratulate you with Strange, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
I promoted a Yellow Wolf show when he did 0 to 60 on the Trump Music Tour. That was the first show he had done, and that's when actually I'd heard of you. And I really think, man, you're killing it, bro. We need you in rap, and I really didn't have a question, man. I just really want to congratulate you, and I appreciate you because rap was hurting, bro.
Nah, man, I appreciate you, bro, calling in and taking the time. And the first part of what you said, that is exactly, you know, definitely one of the reasons we went with Strange is just because, I mean, just everything you said, man, I think it's the perfect place for me. And
Now, on that note, Ritz, I got another question for you. Do you think that will limit you to get to superstardom? Because, you know, the industry is what it is, and, the powers that be might not want you to say what you really want to say, or, no, we want this to be played on the radio, but you're doing this. So do you think that will limit you?
Like, not to cut you off, man, like, I don't think so, man. I think, I think destiny's destiny, man. And, like, you know, if you make the right records, you know, you should take off no matter who you're with. You know what I'm
saying? Keep it real, right?
And the reality of it is, man, nowadays, there's such a small percentage of people that's in, that you're hearing on the radio all the time, that you're seeing videos for on TV. Really, the goal is to tour, sell merchandise, and develop a big fan base, and nobody in the music industry does that better than Strange Music. So, you know, I think the word superstardom these days gets blurred because, it's a different game, and there's a really small percentage that really, like, that you see all the time. Like, used to everybody, you know, back in the day, everybody had their own lane. So I think the goal is to tour, man, and sell merch and just do your thing, and Strange has perfected that shit.
Well, good. I look forward to booking the show when you come out with your album, man. Maybe we'll get to meet face-to-face. So.
Let's get it, man. Thank you so much for calling in, bro. I appreciate you.
Yeah, keep doing what you do, Riz. We love you, man.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it, man.
All right, man. Thanks to Steve from Alabama. Let's keep it moving now with DJ Fumo from Florida. Sorry if I mispronounced your name, man.
That's good. You got my name right. What's good, Riz?
What's up, dog?
Hey, man, I just wanted to congratulate you definitely on this. I actually just downloaded White Jesus Revival last week.
Oh, really?
And nice. I had heard about you for a minute, but I just recently got to watch a video for Paradise, and I was wow, blown away completely by that. So I'm actually DJing a lot in Florida and overseas, and I wanted to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
How can we, you know, as DJs, help you spread your music and spread your word?
I think the best way is, you know, just letting it be known like you're doing now. I mean, besides spinning records, I mean, you know, if there's, of course, any record that could be spun in front of anybody, DJ homies, crowds you're working in is always a plus. But some things like tweeting about shit or just, you know, saying, hey, I got the Revival project, this shit is the shit, or Paradise is a dope-ass video. Any little thing helps, you know what I'm saying, from everybody. But, I mean, as far as DJs, of course, spinning the records, you know, is the way to, you know, playing the records wherever you're doing your thing at. But, you know, every little way helps, man. You know, the fact that you're calling in right now, you know, somebody else is going to go check out the Paradise video now. So, you know.
Definitely. And I got actually another business question for you. I'm part of Coast to Coast DJs and Fleet DJs, and just about every day the coalition sends out, you know, 10, 20 emails with new music, and it's mainly mainstream radio, ready hip-hop, packaged hip-hop. How can we get you, how can we get you and your music to be sent out to all of our DJs?
Does everybody listen to it when it comes out?
For the most part, everyone gets a download link for, you know, just get the whole album or the whole mixtape or whatnot, Queen, Dirty, and then everyone does it, plays it on the respective radio shows and club gigs.
I mean, just put me onto the link, dog. I'll send you shit all day. You know what I'm saying? Let me know.
All right, definitely. Where can I contact you?
Yeah, my Twitter's at The Real Ritz. Rich is my email's on there, so, you know, we can communicate through email.
That sounds good, boss. Hey, keep doing your thing, you know, keep pushing. Really love your music, boss.
All right, man, thank you very much, bro. I appreciate the love.
All right, easy.
All right, bro. Peace.
All right, thanks a lot, man. Love from the DJs and a whole hell of a lot of business calls today. Let's... No, it's good, man. You're spreading your music.
Nah, man, it's great, man. Like you just said, he just downloaded Revival 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's been out for a while, and it's a re-release of a project. I mean, so many people have not heard of me, man, and it's crazy. And or so many people heard of me but never went and checked up on it, man. And, you know, so the fact that they still are checking up, you know, that's why it's taking so long to put out another project, man, because so many people are just getting turned on to my music, period.
Yeah, totally, man. You know, awesome mixtape. You know, everyone knows that. And if you don't know, actually go to djbooth.net and download that White Jesus Revival. Let's take a few more callers just here as we round up the show. Let's go with Mike from Chicago. Mike. Oh, wait. Okay.
Hello? Mike, what up, bro?
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
Good, man. Chilling, man. Chilling.
Man, I just saw you guys in Iowa City in Chicago, man. You yells.
What?
You there?
Yeah, yeah, I can hear you, bro.
Yeah, man, just saw you and Ayelos in Iowa City, and then a couple days later saw you guys in Chicago. Shit was so awesome, man.
Oh, dope, you came to both spots?
Yeah.
Nice, man, that's what's up, bro. Thanks, homie.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. Kind of upset to see that Trouble Andrew wasn't there, though, in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah, Trouble ended up having to jump off the tour, man. Shout out to Trouble Andrew and the whole Trouble gang, man. It was fun touring with them. You know, it's just they had to do some business, man, and you know, do what they had to do. But yeah, that sucked, man. It was crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no doubt.
That's dope you came to both shows, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you guys rocked that, man.
Thanks, homie.
Show you sucked is pretty good.
Oh yeah, yeah. They traveled with us too, man. They after that Chicago show. They went and did maybe 4 or 5 other dates with us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so, yeah, shout out to Show You Something, man. They're super cool dudes, man. Super cool dude, and the whole crew is just super cool, so.
Yeah, man, I can't wait till you guys come back out.
Yeah, man, we'll be back, bro, definitely. So, you know, anytime you see me, it's all good. Did I meet you that night? Did I meet you at any one of them cities?
Yeah, I met you at Iowa City. You were signing autographs and stuff.
Cool, that's what's up, man. Well, definitely,
yeah,
man. Holler, man. Good to see me again, bro.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, is there any chance you'll be on any of y'all's new stuff coming up?
I hope so, man. I just, you know, I got to get them drunk enough on the bus to think it's a good idea.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just playing, man. I'm always trying to do songs with Yellow Wolf. You know, I just got to catch him, man. You know, he does his shit when... You know, he'll probably, once we get off this tour, you know, he normally had the studio on the bus, but this tour he didn't, so we didn't get anything done together on this tour, but, you know, man, that's always going to happen.
Yeah, for sure. Is there any chance you'll ever get together with Eminem or anything?
I don't know, man, it would be fucking nice, but I have no idea, no idea.
Man, I can't imagine a better song than a song with you, Eminem, and that Yellow Fauna, man.
Yeah, that would be crazy. Crazy.
For sure.
I mean, you're telling me, man. You just got to get people to push for it. Maybe that should happen.
Yeah, maybe some Travis Barker, too.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So we'll see what happens, bro. I appreciate you calling me, man.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for your time, man.
Thank you, bro. Have a good one.
All right. You too.
Yep.
All right, dope, man. Mike from Chicago. Thanks for that. You know, Ritz, as we're coming down here on time on the show, I have to ask you about the big thing, which is your Strange Music debut. I know you've been dropping little bits of information here and there in interviews. What can you reveal about this? Do you have a time frame set, an exact one? What's going on?
Well, the time frame, I think we're headed for April.
Okay.
Yeah, I think April is going to be, you know, when it's released, hopefully, if everything goes right, we're going for April. The title and the album artwork will be released soon. And, you know, that's pretty much all I can say. But what I can say is that I've been writing some dope music that I'm, I can fully stand behind. Like, I'm not, like, bullshit. Like, yeah, I got the shit. I'm, like, really happy with what I've been coming up with so far. So, like, the whole vibe of the album is hard. And it's really dope. So, I think everybody's going to like this shit.
Okay, are fans of White Jesus Revival going? This is gonna step that up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not doing nothing different, man. I'm fucking. My flow is my flow. I rap about what I rap about. You know, of course, I've had some new experiences in life that I can rap about. But as far as the type of music I make and just the sound of it, man, I think people are gonna really be fucking with this because it's like. Jesus Revival, it's hard, not hard to like gangster way. I mean, it's just more like put it in a car and roll out type shit. Like, it's dope, but it's I don't want to say that to simplify it either. It's some deep shit at the same time. So, and it's not even close to being done yet, but I got, like I said before, I got the backbone of it done. So now it's just time to just enhance it.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, being that this is your first big major release, you know, how important is it to you that your fans can now walk into a store, pick up that copy, support you that way?
Oh, man, it's huge. It's huge, man. It's been not only that my fans can go do it, but that's been a dream of mine, man. Don't think the day my shit comes out, I'm like going into Target or wherever it's at, man, I'm going to have my hair out, everything, and just pray they recognize me. Pray that the person at the counter looks at the CD and sees that it's me, man. I'm going to be so happy, man. Like, that's such a big deal, man. I could call my family in Pennsylvania or, you know, and be like, hey, you can go to the store and see my face. I mean, that's a dream of anybody who does music. So, but I can't fucking wait. That's why it's so important that the music's correct, because I want people to take that plastic off and pop it in or when they download it, and it just be like mind-blowing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, I recall you mentioning that before. It's just, you know, so great to see that happen to someone like yourself who's had that, you know, not easy road to it, and then, you know, now you are where you are. Before I let you go, is there anything that your fans, Strange Music fans, well, anyone listening, that we should know about Ritz and what you got coming up?
Man, just know that right now I'm working on the album. I'm still out here on the Slow American tour, so, you know, if pick the dates on yellowwolf.com, and you can see where I'll be at in your city. You know, I don't know off the top of my head what the exact order of the last days, but I know I got Nashville coming up, Atlanta coming up, and Northern Virginia tonight. So go ahead doing that. And then other than that, man, I'm just going to work on this album, man, and I will definitely be out there for the benefit concert on the 7th, correct? 7th?
Yes.
So, you know, going down there, I'm looking really forward to that. So that's it, man. And just thank you to come off of this fucking road. I've been burning the candle since I'm partying so hard.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, and, you know, I have to say, you know, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. You know, we've had you so many times. Always such a great interview, such a great time to have you on, man. It's dope, so.
No, thank you, man, and thanks to everybody who called. And, you know, I always see people just like, man, I heard the podcast, and I tried to call, or, you know, a lot of people are listening, man, and I appreciate this shit.
Definitely, and, you know, we'll try to have you on as soon as possible again for everyone to get to you. Again, Ritz, man, thank you. Thank you to everyone with the Slow American Movement and, of course, all the fans. That's our show for today, and I'd like to once again thank our guest, Sarah Biles of Harvesters, the Community Food Network, and Ritz. Please make sure you visit harvesters.org for all the info you need, and make sure you follow Ritz on Twitter at TheRealRitz. Don't forget to visit StrangeVIP.com for tickets and VIP passes to Tech N9ne's The Gift of Rap 2012 concert on December 7th at the Independence Event Center in Independence, Missouri. You don't want to miss this. Please tune in next week, Wednesday, when we will bring you the Gift of Rap 2012 podcast part 2 with even more guests to speak with. You never know what kind of surprises we'll have in store. Thank you again to everyone who tuned in. Thank you to our callers. As always, keep it strange.
Geo.
Strange Music.